This is from the Herald Series website. Oxfordshire cyclist rode 55 miles on grandmother's bike. A cyclist rode 55 miles on his late grandmother's bike to raise money for charity. Glenn Dearlove from Cholsey in South Oxfordshire participated in the London to Brighton cycling event on his grandmother Nanny Jones' three-speed bike. He raised £1,450 for Sue Ryder, a palliative and bereavement support charity. Mr. Dearlove said, "I came away from the day with heavy legs but a full heart." He wanted to give back to the charity after the amazing care they gave his grandmother. Mr. Dearlove said, "My wife and I have lost three grandparents in just the last few years. One of them, Nanny Joan, was cared for at home by the team from Sue Ryder Palliative Care Hub, South Oxfordshire. The Sue Ryder staff were just amazing. They knew exactly what to say and do to make us all feel at ease, especially in those very final moments." He added, "Nanny Joan had lived in the family home in Cholsey for over 65 years, and it meant a lot that she could spend her final days there, as it did to all of us as a family who could be there with her at the end. We gave the bike to Nanny Joan as a gift from her grandchildren on her 60th birthday. She was known around the village for riding her beloved bike and visiting people on it. She rode it until she was around 85 years old. Nanny Joan is my inspiration for many things in my life, and I just knew that if I was going to take on the London to Brighton cycle, it would have to be on her bike." As a keen cyclist, Mr. Dearlove is no stranger to long-distance rides, but choosing his grandmother's beloved wheels was not only emotional but also a unique challenge. He said, "I was quite relaxed going into the event. I wasn't there to beat any records. I wanted to take it all in and enjoy it. My family was standing along the route, and I made sure I took the time to stop and see them. I really enjoyed every minute, and it was so well organised. I had some mementos of the grandparents with me, so it felt like they were with me all the way, and it was very emotional crossing the finish line."